Let's go ahead and move on, people.
She's looking at you at me, straight at me. Like, hey, what's up, are you mama? Doing?
What's up? We ain't going yet. Hold on. So,
dead A.
So, what the hell was that? So, calls. Okay. So, people, we were supposed to talk about something else because, you know, King Kong, as of this day, Godzilla versus Kong, ain't no king yet. That came out today. And so we thought, man, it'd be really cool to talk about some Kong-related stuff. We've done it before and people enjoyed it. So one of our toasties, Ryan, said, oh, man, whatever bad movie review you got that you're going to talk about tomorrow, man, scrap that shit. Stop that. You
squash that.
Talk about this. You got to talk about this King Kong cartoon. That's also a musical. The Mighty Kong.
King Kong, the kid-friendly animated musical.
Okay, stop right there. The kid what?
What? Yeah. I didn't see that.
That's cool looking crazy.
I saw someone went too kid-friendly.
Listen, this is not the first time that they've done this, because there's been a lot of King Kong children-related shows out there. People love Godzilla. Kids love Godzilla and King Kong so much that it's only natural that they start making cartoons about them. Even know that existed. That's like a 2000 Kong or something.
God. Is that when somebody projects their consciousness into King Kong?
Yeah, okay. Go up in his eyeballs and shit.
Because I used to watch a cartoon from the 60s.
Yeah, I remember that
little kid in a striped shirt that would sit on his shoulder. He was always talking to Kong.
Oh, you know what? Let me see that. King Kong. I mean, it was an animated. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, it was an anime. It was a Japanese one. Mm-hmm. King Kong 60s cartoon. I remember that one too. Yeah, that little kid with the striped shirt would sit on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. Here it is right here.
King Kong, you know the name of King Kong.
He's not fucking around. Yeah, when these T-Rexes gonna learn to quit messing with him?
Right,
man.
He fucks him up every time.
Every time, man. Leave him alone.
I told you.
Yeah, shut up. Wow. Beat your mama, your daddy, your cousin, everybody.
I didn't watch anything from that cartoon since I was a kid. Just hearing that song brought me back.
Oh, yeah.
You got that right.
But yeah, man. They've had a lot of Kong properties. I think there was either one is coming out on Netflix or... There was one on Netflix where it's geared towards like little kids, I think.
Finger five on it.
Damn, like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know.
Man, you can have it cross over with that Cretaceous Park.
That's what it looked like. It was like a spinoff or something.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
But nobody wanted King Kong to die. He was too cool for that. Not only did they want him to die, they wanted him to be friends, the friend of all children out there. They don't want Godzilla to be mean all the time and tearing up things. They want Godzilla to be on our side. They want to be a hero. So that makes sense that they make cartoons with this. So I'm not fronting on them making this a King Kong musical, because they even had one on Broadway. It lasted about a week.
I was going to say, what?
I think it lasted about a year or something, but it was a King Kong musical, so I guess that's kind of what this is feeling off of.
The classic story of King Kong.
A truly epic film. It's got laughter, it's got tears, mystery, and fears.
From deep in the jungles of a remote island, the mighty Kong is captured and brought to New York.
People, it ain't nothing, because we were going to stop and review this, because there's a lot of things that happened with this. The thing that got us was, there's a lot of interesting things with this that I can talk about. None of them worth doing a whole big segment on. But because what got us is that we said, oh, shit, this is a movie. They don't give a fuck. Anybody can look at Disney and say, we're going to take your shit and dare you to say something about it. Because they had the woman that did the voice of Ariel.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they said, well, shit, since we got the voice of Ariel, we might as well take the whole package.
Friendly koi fish and every girl and koi fish, they see me.
Yeah, that swoop over the hair.
Yeah, and the hair the way it is.
Yeah. I mean,
you motherfuckers!
And that's what we did last night. We were like,
That wasn't even me. That was a real reaction out of me. I couldn't believe it. I was like, was that me?
Because when you see that, when you see people ripping off Disney's, it's blatant, you're like, you going to die.
I just got nervous.
You're going to get in trouble.
Not trouble. You're going to die.
Yeah, that's cement boots.
Yeah, that's like when you cross the mafia. You cross the mouse mafia over there. Oh, shit, man, brother.
Yeah.
You dead, man. I don't know why you did that. So we were like, shit.
I don't know why you did that.
Any movie that can step up to Disney and say, fuck you, give me that. We were like, ooh, we got to stop everything. We don't learn to quit jumping the gun.
Yeah. This is one where Disney went, it's not even worth the cement.
Right. That's why this happened. You can find this on YouTube for free because Disney.
I watched it on Tubi, I
think. Tubi. I got mine off of YouTube for free. And Disney, like we said last night, Disney said, because somebody's like, oh, sir, I'm so sorry. And that man's like, don't put the fucking phone down. Don't even bother.
Goofy, sit down. Don't even waste a bullet. Yeah. You got this. Don't even worry about it.
That would take money to even make one step towards doing something with this. And it would be money wasted. Because I looked at this and I said, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that sticks out with this movie is that they just blatantly ripped off The Little Mermaid. Other than that, it is just a straight up retelling of King Kong. Was it 1938?
Yeah.
It's just a straight up retelling of King Kong 1938, man. That's it. And all, you know, the thing with this is, like, they we're talking about this today. Some other people even talking about this today. The only reason to really watch this, man, is if you have really small kids, and you don't want to show them King Kong yet, or your kid is just too much of a bitch to appreciate this goodness right here. Well, I'm gonna tell you something, that takes on a whole new meaning after watching that movie. That's all I'll say until we do our spoiler talk.
Stop breaking my heart, man.
Yeah, man. I'm just going to say. We talked a lot of shit. I ain't saying nothing now.
I'm trying to watch it before you do your spoiler.
Yeah. But if your kids are just too much of a bitch to watch that real cool shit right there, then maybe you want them to go watch the musical, the Kong musical over here. You know, you want to see King Kong sing and dance? You go ahead.
Show them that. Hello, my baby.
You show them that. But there are some interesting things going on with this movie that I'll just, since I watched it, because I said I'm halfway through. It's only an hour and 13 minutes or something. So I said, you know what? I'm here. Might I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Mine, and if we're going to watch it, you're going to watch it. We're going to talk about it. I tell you what, it some interesting things in here. Dudley Voice is...
Dudley Moore.
Moore.
What did I say?
You said Dudley Voice. Dudley Voice is
God
the Moore.
Damn it!
He's the Moore of the...
He's the Moore of the movie, of the cartoon. Dudley Moore is the main voice. He plays the
director.
C.B. Denham.
Yeah, the P.T. Barnum of the movie.
The Jack Black character.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know.
I mean, I'm just trying to do the reference.
And it's another one of those... another one of those things. Another one of those last roles. You know, he pulled an Orson Welles.
True. Oh, no. But he doesn't phone it in. He gave it his all.
He pulls an Orson Welles. He pulls a Henry Mancini for, you know, the people who did their last things for shitty cartoons.
Yeah.
And I love Transformers, but I love that movie. But
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, right?
Sean Connery. Oh!
Sir Billy.
Oh, my God. How can we forget Sir Billy?
Never.
Never.
I'll never forget it.
Forgive me, Sir Billy. Even Pixie getting mad. Oh, sir. Yes, Sean Connery, people. We did a whole bad movie review for Sir Billy. Boy, you turned me on. I missed that stinger in there. I did not even know. Yeah, Sir Billy, boy.
Jeez.
I'm all alone now. I will find you. They need only one man.
Okay, y'all. I'm chasing this dog all through the studio.
She gonna run between your legs in a second.
I was letting that play because I was trying to put the hand up. Bring your ass in.
I'm sorry, I had started laughing. She's like, yeah, nice try, motherfucker. She's so wise to you. She's hip to it.
She's ducking it because she know I can't reach onto that table right there. Yeah. Bring your ass.
Yeah, she's bobbing and weaving.
She is, right?
Yeah, and teasing you, coming at you, and then back.
You might say she bobbing and weaving.
Come here.
Wow, she's good.
She is good. I can't catch you. Thank you, Mark. Get her.
Bobby the Weaver, right? And she had it, too. Like, yeah, right when he thought he is. She was like, yeah, this motherfucker. Yeah, you know he ain't got nothing on this.
What? I'm right here. Oh, no, I'm not.
You can't come in. This damn dog.
It was like that close too. It was like, oh,
nope.
She's good, man.
She was. Man. I mean, literally, like I thought you had her a couple times.
It's like I ain't even lie to y'all, man. I wasn't gonna really play Sir Billy, but when you brought up Sir Billy, I'm like, oh, thank God, a chance to catch Pixie over here.
The guardian of the Highlands, a grandpa, Sir Sean Connery is Sir.
Throwing fist.
Yeah.
People, y'all gotta watch our movie review, but more than that, you gotta watch the movie. Yeah. Sir Billy is awesomely bad.
And watch it all the way through.
Yes.
All through the end credits.
Yes.
Oh, right. I forgot about that part.
Yes. Martin turned me onto the sting. I would have missed it. And it's great. Got the nerve.
Got the nerve. The colossal nerve.
But this is a Dudley Moore's last role, man.
Yeah.
Before he went, but he moved on from this world. He left us the gift of the Mighty Kong. Martin, you know what? You're right. He did put his all into it.
Yeah.
To the point where he got on my nerves. This is a musical, and he's just singing his ass off. And I know this. The animation's terrible.
Oh boy.
The only thing that the story got going for it is that it already had a story that is just completely just ripping off beat for beat.
It's like those Tom and Jerry's.
Yes. If Tom and Jerry had been in this bitch, then I would have been like, wow, that's one time it would have made it better.
It would have.
Tom and Jerry meets King Kong. That goddamn gorilla's protecting that mouse. Tom like, oh shit, all right.
Never mind.
But it's a musical, and the music is forgettable, man.
Yeah, I mean, they just tell the story of King Kong and kind of crowbar in three or four musical numbers and call it a musical.
And call, yeah, three musical numbers, but one of them, Dudley Moore, got on my nerve because I know I shouldn't take it this seriously, but I said, why are you up in this restaurant disturbing all these people up in here with this loud-ass singing?
How about it, Anne? Are you game?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, what a luscious life you'll lead!
Whoa!
Shut up!
You were like this. He's like, how about it, Anne? Are you game?
Shut up!
It's like, man, wait for the crescendo, motherfucker. Yeah. You gonna start up here? Give yourself somewhere to build.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, hey, if you fall asleep, wake up.
Oh my God.
Somebody says the Joker voice.
What a lovely day to catch a monkey. Shut up!
Catch a monkey.
How about it, Anne? Are you game?
Well, I don't know.
What a luscious life you're leading, Lotus.
People like, manager?
He's doing it again.
Can we get somebody get this motherfucker to sit down?
Somebody's steak went flying off the table. What the fuck? Oh, God.
Shut your ass up. But they go out of their way. I mean, making this a musical. You know, they go out of their way to make this family friendly. When they say family friendly, so when you got Kong in here, when cool shit, like when he fought T-Rexes and dinosaurs and on Skull Island and Hollow Earth, you know, he tears their asses up.
Yeah, every version of Kong, when he's fighting a reptile, he rips those jaws open.
Rips that head off, drinks blood and everything. Since this is a kid's version, he has to knock them out complete with...
Sure.
Little monkey's going around his head.
I didn't even see how he got knocked out.
I tell you what's not kid-friendly, the way they sacrifice black women in this movie.
Oh, the beginning of this movie, they throw a black woman out there.
What?
At least a dark-skinned woman.
At least dark-skinned. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I guess it's maybe a Polynesian
country. Yeah, during the credits.
but just opening up, you're like, wait, what are those natives doing? Huh? That girl looks like she's not down with what they're putting her out there.
She light skinned, I tell you that. But they got her ass at the beginning. During the beginning, it's the credits. It's the opening credits.
Yeah.
And you see them leading her ass out there. And we think, oh shit, you know. Okay, so I guess Jack gonna swoop in, or some white dude's gonna swoop in and save her. And it's like, nah. That's her ass. That's her ass. I'd Kong tear that ass up.
And from the way that Kong reacts to Ann Darrow, apparently, he's eating all these other women.
Oh yeah, no, you
just,
can.
He was just like, oh shit, you white can even with look blonde at him. Hair.
Yeah, get that bitch.
I'm in love with her.
Yeah, when they put her out there, like I thought that was the chick. I thought that was the Fay Wray chick or something. I thought I was just looking at different lighting. And Kong's like, no, I'm going to eat this bitch.
Oh, man.
That would, no, they don't come back to that.
Yeah.
She's sacrificed.
Yeah.
She's gone.
She's one of two before they get to Fay Wray.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what they, I'll tell you what they, in the movie, it's funny. Everything changes. Everything changes when they bring that white girl to the island.
Oh yeah,
everything stops. Natives stop. Wildlife stops. You should hear the natives' reaction when they first see her ass coming out from behind them.
Holy moly!
Oh my god!
Holy moly!
Good cooker mugger.
Yeah. They bring the white girl in. That's what happens, right?
Holy moly! That's the bad bitch.
Jesus.
They didn't care.
Yeah, no subtlety whatsoever.
No, not at all. Holy moly.
You gonna give her to Kong? I'm keeping her for myself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Don't sacrifice that.
Give her to who?
Yeah. Kong can kiss my black ass and what he can do. I'm taking this for myself.
Right.
Fuck him. He got all these fine bitches all the time. Yeah, I can't get nothing. All he does is eat them.
You can fix your mouth up to say that to me. You see her? You gonna be fighting me.
Man, and they got Jack in here. I tell you, it's funny because they give Jack more character. Because when she come in, man, she changes everything. She even the Jack character don't like her ass at first. It ain't nothing but sexual tension, really. But that, man, Jack in the original Kong, that actor even said they gave me nothing to do but just react.
Sure.
Just be there to like give her something to do.
Right, right, right.
In this, they give him character. He's a raging sexist.
Yeah, this like I was saying before we started, this is the most misogynistic character I've ever seen, where he just comes on the scene going, man, fuck women. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, he's really, really shitty about it. Like I wouldn't even want to.
Everybody's like, I wouldn't even say anything to you.
Man, I don't even know you, man.
Yeah. What you say, there's a storm coming? There must be bitches on this boat.
Yeah.
he blames everything.
You know why the waters are choppy? Because of her.
First the foul-up at the pier, and now the typhoon. Great.
You blame all that on a little girl from Brooklyn?
You don't?
No, it's not her fault she's a woman. She probably doesn't even know she's a jinx.
Jinx? Oh, why you
motherfucker! Now wait, hold my hat real quick.
Right.
And I tell you what, you better not mess with her because she kind of, your girl's kind of gangster, man.
Yeah, because what she does normally in situations, I'm like, now that's going too far. But in this one, I was like, yeah.
In the beginning, she kind of gangster, man. She's a straight up thief.
Hey, that's right.
She's a straight up thief, and people are around her. Caught her for stealing, and she's still trying.
Shit.
She's still talking shit, and still trying to steal.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm going to jail anyway, give me that.
Fuck you!
Oh, goddamn! Fucking this shit.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. I ain't got nothing to lose no more.
Right.
Thug life, bitch.
Hey. Shouldn't have caught me.
Brooklyn, baby.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Hey, where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
She's like Brooklyn. So.
Yoink.
I'm going to jail anyway.
I don't care.
My cousin's in there anyway. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
Take me to jail.
Somebody said, why is the animation so choppy? Because it's cheap. They sent this to Korea.
Is that where they sent it?
Yeah, he sent half. Like most of this got done in South Korea. So. Yeah,
and they must have gave him a month to do it.
Yeah, and Jack is only feeling the way he does because it's like I said, it's straight up sexual tension with them, man.
Right.
Jack fronting, man.
But man, he goes so far in what he says that later when it's like, oh, why are we falling in love? I'm like, yes, why?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I didn't find him, man, all that shit you said.
You said a lot of shit.
Well, you know what? I can.
Oh, that's right, because they're only two attractive people on the boat.
I'll tell you why. Because not only are they the only two attractive people on the boat, they're also the only two characters in the movie with lips. And none of these other characters in here got lips, man. I was like, why does everybody got a line and they're the only one with them luscious, juicy, big ass lips right there?
Luscious, juicy.
He looked like Lex Luthor from the Superman cartoon.
He sure does, doesn't he? With them big old lips.
Them big old lips right there. They're the only ones with lips in here. He up here trying to act like, because he's trying to act tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't be bringing no hoes up on this boat.
Man. Bringing no bitches on this boat.
Who brought bitches up on here? Yeah. You want to kill us?
Yeah. Got my dick all hard.
But 10 minutes later, soft.
Yeah.
Got his bitch ass singing.
I'm gabbing too much and saying nothing. Why can't I clam up? I've never been.
That ass got to you. Yeah. Yeah, I bet you gonna kick off that boat now.
Right. Oh, that's right. It is that point where she walks out in that dress and everybody's like, oh shit.
Boy, that's what I'm saying, man. This thing when she comes in here, look, this is a boring movie, man. Yeah. I really had to just kind of look at some of the things that they did, but there's a moment it gets kind of raw because there's a part in here where, let me see, there's a part in here where she got her ass sticking out. She knows what she's doing. These dudes on here, these dudes ain't.
I know all these sailors. All these sailors, funny ass sailors.
Ain't had a woman in weeks and months probably. And she bent over and for, like I said, they say family friendly and it is very, very family friendly. But at this moment, that shit got kind of raw because all them dudes were like, oh, hell yeah, I get all up in that. Look at him rubbing his mustache.
Yeah, boy. Let me tell you what I would be doing.
I don't know about the rest of y'all. Yeah.
All of them going to be waiting in line to go jack off in the bathroom.
Now all she's doing is leaning.
She leaning, man. She know what she's doing. Look at it. Even Jack's ward right there is like, you know what you doing. Look at that. He said, stop playing.
He's like, I ain't mad at you, but you know, I know what you're doing.
even them Seagulls trying to get them digits right now.
Okay, so that kid is Jack's ward?
Yeah.
Okay, because the whole time, I guess I lost the thread. I was like, all right, there's a kid and a monkey on this, but I don't know why. Other than they just want to have a kid and a monkey.
They're his ward. Hey, go ahead and let her in. Man, she's knocking on the door. Come on, damn.
All right, yeah, I bet you quit playing now.
You're right.
I bet you quit running. You say, I'll kick your ass out real quick.
Now sit your little ass down. Quit bullshitting.
As soon as she sits down, fuck you.
Can't catch me.
I tell you, man, one of the things I admired them doing, just hear me out here, though.
All right.
One of the things I admired them doing is that they actually killed Kong and knocked him on his goddamn head on the way down. I was like, okay, y'all got a little rough with that. They didn't, because they couldn't show guns, so they didn't shoot him down. It was a net that he caught on and just slipped.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And he fell and hit his head.
He caught hold of him.
Now, I thought, like, because they do the line and everything. They do the line of, it was beauty that killed the beast. And I was like, all right, at least y'all trying to be that real with it.
When you write this story, remember, it wasn't the fall that killed Kong. It was beauty that killed the beast.
I'm going to get you, bitch. In one way, that's kind of cheating. Another way, I like the way they end with that eye open. Like, I'm going to come back and get all y'all. I'm going to give y'all 10 minutes to run while I get up and start tearing shit up again.
I just need to catch my breath real quick.
Yeah. All right, so the thing that made me laugh out loud, because they're trying to be very family friendly, and Kong is wandering through the streets and kind of causing hijinks. Like he knocks some lamp ball into a manhole cover and smashes a grocery stand. But one of the things he did is that he picks up a car with people on it, looks in, and the people are like, ah! So him being nice, instead of smashing the car, decides to set it down. But he sets it on a railroad track, and the car goes into the tunnel, and you see the train come right at it, and it just goes to like a big blam with red and yellow. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, those people died.
Those people die, yeah.
And that was his fault. That dude's dead.
Yeah, he did.
Trying to get to the part you
talking about. Yeah, and this, I'm like, so nobody hears the giant stomping.
That's always a joke where people.
I know.
One of them cops are still in there.
Yeah, I know. I only saw one hop out.
That dude is still under that record right there, man. Crushed.
Oh, yeah.
Double tap. Lou, I forgot they had the Jesus dude in there.
The end is not here.
Yeah, he goes out his way to pick on the Jesus dude. Evolution is real.
Just left his ass up there. I did that shit for no reason.
And poked him again.
Who you blowing smoke on, man?
Yeah. You want some too? Bitch! Yeah, that was a bitch.
That dude, he looked knocked down there.
The way he hit it too, he didn't like fall. He went, motherfucker! It was a jam.
Yeah, he put one of them when he punched Godzilla like that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to find the scene. Ooh, that you...
I shouldn't have done that. It's that second, that second dose, boy.
It might be right after that.
is it right after the dude with the villainous mustache tried to shoot him down?
No, it's before he climbs the building.
Yeah, it's definitely before he climbs the building. Man, where, I want to see that. Oh, where is it? Because they go into a tunnel. Oh, shit.
Yeah, those people die. That husband and wife.
That cop.
Yeah.
I only saw one cop hop out. There was two of them.
But it was just one of those where I'm like, yeah, they are in the tunnel, so there's no hopping out.
That's it.
Yeah, it's done.
I mean, you should have been more covered.
It wasn't before this. Oh, wait a minute. You know where it is? Does any of this look familiar?
Well, it all looks familiar.
Yeah, all this shit is bad.
All this shit is bad.
Mission. You know, my man's on a mission. Look at him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tear some shit up. I know y'all don't take me out, but I'm going to take a lot of y'all with me right now.
Find my woman.
Better
not be up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Better not be up here. Looking at water.
Why?
You're like, oh, shit, yeah.
I didn't know you had ass like that, girl.
Yeah, I didn't want to take that off of
there. Yeah.
Oh, let me see. You say, I didn't know you had that ass like that, girl.
You're looking like,
should I be walking your ass out for years?
Yeah. You know, last time I was, you know.
You quit wearing them baggy clothes.
Yeah.
Use what you're working with.
I'll try a lot harder.
Look at him, Jack Man.
He's like
I got her now.
He's cop blocking.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, look, I got
ass ape.
I got your woman.
All right, get inside before he sees you.
Oh, this is. Apples, bitch. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know where to find.
Maybe
anyway.
It's right after that, I think.
Oh, let's see here. Everything is pissing him off. This is a bad day for him.
Look at this knocking and shit.
That's a cat.
It's like a cat. Hey!
That's stock. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Music. It's a kind of cartoon back in the day where you know something's going to get picked up because it's a different color and it's a different kind of texture.
Oh, from the background?
From the background, yeah.
I mean, yeah. This is one where they would have been better just using that Hanna-Barbera limited animation technique.
Yeah. Oh, well. I can't. Oh, I think I just. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
I just saw it. I just thought, there it is right there. It was right after the smoking. Bring your ass in.
Yeah, right.
Just trying to drive home.
Man, that's shitty. That is. That's an asshole move right there.
It was.
Oh, no.
They dead as a motherfucker.
Oh, the lights came on.
Man, they hit him so hard, they knocked the animation out of the movie. You see it get real?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey,
the
like,
film burned up. Yeah,
that's what y'all get.
And then it goes to him, just like, that's that for them. Yeah. That's it.
Shouldn't have been driving
see
in my way.
See those people? They are no more. Now I'm back to a movie looking for my woman. Where's she at? She better not be with them big lip. She better not be that big lip motherfucker. Was
out of all the places he could have put them, he put them in, made them look like the coyote, cartoon.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Jesus.
And then he's sitting there looking like, oh. Oh. Damn, I shouldn't have. Well, you want to pick us up? No, I ain't going to do all that.
My bad. No, whatever.